Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Five-game Western Canadian swing, and it's scratch-and-claw time now for the Hawks as they try to keep their slim playoff hopes alive, all of which means that the intense 60-minute attack they demonstrated in Vancouver needs to be replicated tonight here in Calgary. We're underway here in Calgary. Right away off the draw, Dominic Kubalik takes the puck into the Calgary zone, took it behind the net, leaves it for Taves, who fed it up the slot. Taves breaking into the flame zone, down the left wing, he shoots, he scores! Jonathan Taves, 30 seconds into the hockey game, with a bullet below the glove of Rittich, and the Hawks are off to the kind of start that they needed. 1-0 Hawks. Then it got it back to Lucic in behind the net. Lucic fed the right wing side, and passed in front to Bennett, who shoots and scores. Right back with a good response. Dylan Dubé from the right wing circle fed it in front for Bennett, who chipped the puck in behind Leonard. We're tied at one. Taves with the puck behind the flame net to Kubalik in front. Shoots and scores! Dominic Kubalik! A slam dunk goal from the top of the crease. He never left that spot. Taves got hold of the puck, fed him in front, and Kubalik just ripped it home. It's 2-1 Hawks. Sent ahead, here's a break for Bennett into the Hawks zone, down the slot, beats him, shoots and scores! For Sam Bennett, that's his second goal on the night, seventh on the season. And once again, he ties the score, this time at two. Moving over to the left circle, Bennett right circle, a shot, they score! It's Brandon Saad! Brandon Saad backing up into the right circle, deked the puck a couple of times, and then just opted it to shoot at the net. And this one beats Rittich, and the Hawks are back on top again. 3-2.
This is a fantastic play all around by Patrick Kane and Gustafson. They kept the play alive. They had some magic going there.
Davidson got to it for the Flames. Now giveaway in the slot. Nylander moves in. Dixon shoots. He scores! And Alex Nylander, a smart play by him. He was retreating out of the flame zone as it looked like the Flames were going to be able to clear their end, and then he just put on the brakes, moved into the slot, picked off a pass, deked Rittich down and out, and put it in behind him, 4-2 Hawk. Gaudreau fires it in front of the net, and then got it back right circle, put it into the crease, they score! Leonard lost his goal stick, was in position to try and stop a shot from the right wing side, but a quick pass off of Adam Boquist, I believe, who was tying up his man in front. And I believe Elias Lindholm got free, and that's that over the goal line. Flames get one back and trail 4-3. Anderson back of the net. Kirby Dach strips it away in front of the net. A shot by DeBrink, and he scores! He was set up by Dylan Strome from behind the net. Great work by that line. Dach and Strome were just relentless on the Flames in behind their net. And it was Strome who found DeBrinket cutting to the top of the crease where he beats Talbot. He hasn't scored in a while, but he makes it 5-3 Hawks. I think some kids might shy away from those kinds of confrontations, but he was right in it. Now a shot for the slot again, this time by Nylander. He scores! He was set up from behind the flame net by Matthew Highmore, and without any hesitation, Nylander snaps the puck past Talbot. It's now 6-3 in favor of the Hawks. Spins it high slot, Hanifin. The Tkachuk top of the left circle, back to Hanifin with a drive, and Leonard is down with a butterfly save. Anderson high slot to Tkachuk, one of the Hawks, I believe, playing with without a stick. Here's a shot to Lindholm for the slot and score. It's a power play goal. And the Flames get another one back. They trail 6-4 with 5:54 left in the third. Don't go away. Taves battling, took it away, got it to Kane. Kane at center ice, firing it toward the empty flame. Then he scores! Oh, man, that was just catastrophe for the Flames.
Yeah, Talbot even get off the ice. The Calgary Flames had a player jump on. Taves strips a puck away and gives it to Kane. He knows that he's got an open net. A good look at it from his own blue line, and he bullseyes it right in the middle of the net. So that has given the Blackhawks a three-goal cushion.
To Kajula over the Flame line. Left circle. Shoots! And it's off the chest of Talbot. Rebound, Doc. He scores! Kirby Doc with a backhand shot. Standing beside the Flame crease. Put it in behind Cam Talbot. And with 1:01 left in the hockey game, that'll be the exclamation point. Hawks 8, Calgary 4. Hawks win in Calgary 8-4. They get their first win on this five-game Western swing. They win the season series over the Calgary Flames 2-1. Both of those games were won here in Calgary. And the Hawks now with the record of 26-24-8. While the Flames drop an important one in their quest to end up in the playoffs here on home ice. But they're now 30-24-6. Hawks head to Winnipeg tonight.